Part 2. You will hear a conversation between two colleagues, Mark and Julia, about a seminar on intellectual property, IP rights, which Julia has attended. For questions 7 to 11, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Julia, so how was the seminar?
Very good. The speaker, Dr. Andriotti, was talking about intellectual property in businesses.
Sounds interesting. But how relevant is it for most of our work?
Well, as I listened to him, I realized that intellectual property concepts are relevant in every modern business. Some companies, for example, in terms of fixed capital assets, such as land and equipment, are worth virtually nothing. But if you look at their ideas and know-how, they have very high value. The problem is that you have to know where the know-how is located, so to speak.
Well, in people. In its staff, I suppose.
Yes, I can see why you say that. If a key researcher leaves a company, you'd think its IP value would reduce. But now I realize that IP really resides in systems, in clear documentation and transmission of knowledge.
Right. But how do you measure IP value? Doesn't it change all the time? I mean, an IP valuation is most needed for company acquisitions, I suppose.
Well, actually, the speaker said that acquisitions aren't really the main reason for wanting to establish IP value. Not for stock exchange flotations either. At the moment, it's being asked for mainly when company backers want to withdraw and realize their investment.
Really? And what about debt-serving companies? Do they recognize IP as good collateral?
Well, the speaker had done a survey on this and found that finance providers will lend whatever amount is required to companies with IP assets, although they do tend to charge an additional amount to do a more searching audit. And, of course, companies with high IP assets are at risk of losing their unique ideas to their competitors.
But doesn't existing trademark and copyright legislation offer some protection?
Although they are theoretically comprehensive, it seems that there's difficulty in using the current laws when companies are trading on ideas rather than tangible things. It can involve a long and painful process through the courts as people try to make use of the legislation.
So, what was his main point?
The overriding message was that in the new economic climate, intellectual property is key, but that it's not just a question of protection, but also of showing market value. A protected idea with no proven sales value is useless.
Yes, I can see that.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Julia, so how was the seminar?
Very good. The speaker, Dr. Andriotti, was talking about intellectual property in businesses.
Sounds interesting. But how relevant is it for most of our work?
Well, as I listened to him, I realized that intellectual property concepts are relevant in every modern business. Some companies, for example, in terms of fixed capital assets, such as land and equipment, are worth virtually nothing. But if you look at their ideas and know-how, they have very high value. The problem is that you have to know where the know-how is located, so to speak.
Well, in people. In its staff, I suppose.
Yes, I can see why you say that. If a key researcher leaves a company, you'd think its IP value would reduce. But now I realize that IP really resides in systems, in clear documentation and transmission of knowledge.
Right. But how do you measure IP value? Doesn't it change all the time? I mean, an IP valuation is most needed for company acquisitions, I suppose.
Well, actually, the speaker said that acquisitions aren't really the main reason for wanting to establish IP value. Not for stock exchange flotations either. At the moment, it's being asked for mainly when company backers want to withdraw and realize their investment.
Really? And what about debt-serving companies? Do they recognize IP as good collateral?
Well, the speaker had done a survey on this and found that finance providers will lend whatever amount is required to companies with IP assets, although they do tend to charge an additional amount to do a more searching audit. And, of course, companies with high IP assets are at risk of losing their unique ideas to their competitors.
But doesn't existing trademark and copyright legislation offer some protection?
Although they are theoretically comprehensive, it seems that there's difficulty in using the current laws when companies are trading on ideas rather than tangible things. It can involve a long and painful process through the courts as people try to make use of the legislation.
So, what was his main point?
The overriding message was that in the new economic climate, intellectual property is key, but that it's not just a question of protection, but also of showing market value. A protected idea with no proven sales value is useless.
Yes, I can see that.
That is the end of part 2.